This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And welcome to this edition of Nature Notes with our naturalist and Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Patio Furniture. I want to talk a little bit, if I may, about our friends Lee and Pam at their beautiful store for nature lovers, Cardinal Corner. Pam and Lee say it doesn't matter really where you live. All you need to attract birds is water, food, and a place to nest. And Cardinal Corner has birdhouses for chickadees, nuthatches, house wrens, bluebirds, purple martins, and wood ducks, too. We always like to mention this. Besides the freshest bird seed you will find anywhere, Cardinal Corner has prepackaged nesting materials and attractive reusable holders, which make really a unique gift for the nature lover on your list. Again, birdhouses, feeders, freshest bird seed in town. And get their monthly newsletter with all kinds of tips and stories. All it takes is to subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler in South Robert. Amy is at the Newport Center. Here's the number, 651-455-6556, online at cardinalcorner.com. Check it out. You'll see that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning to you, Jim Gilbert. It is officially 49 degrees in the Twin Cities.
49?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. We are 42 in our yard, northwest side of Lake Waconia, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. Very little wind, though. Did it say anything about wind in that report?
Right now, it's from the west about 3.5 miles an hour.
Okay. No wonder I can hardly feel it. But it's sunny here. Just a few clouds, but I'm hearing the loud double squawk of the ringneck pheasant, or pheasants probably, mourning doves cooing, red wings trilling, and a northern cardinal singing outside the window here. Sunrise, 6:14, sunset, 8:08. Today in the Twin Cities area, we have 13 hours, 54 minutes of daylight. We have gained 3 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 20 minutes since last Sunday, and this total here is just great, Denny. We've gained 5 hours and 7 minutes of daylight since the winter solstice. We still have 1 hour and 42 minutes of daylight to gain by June 20th, the summer solstice. The normal high for today is 62, the normal low 41. The records for today, April 23rd in the Twin Cities, high 86 set in 1990, and a low of just 17 set in 1850. On this date, in 1840, we had our most precipitation recorded. It was 1.5 inches. And on this date, in 1988, it snowed 1.6 inches on the Twin Cities. We have a waning crescent moon that rose at 4:59. Denny was already at work.
Yep, and I was.
I know you were, yes. Yes. And, by the way, how was the traffic at that time in the morning?
You know, today it was, I ran into, not literally, but I came across about five cars.
Five.
In about 18 miles. So there you go.
Yeah, try that tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you're right. Whoa.
Well, anyway, this waning crescent moon will set at 4:50 p.m. Now, you may know that there's a solar eclipse is coming this August 21st. In the Twin Cities area, we will not see a total eclipse of the sun, but the moon will block about seven-eighths of the sun at mid-eclipse at 1:06 p.m. The solar eclipse will be total in St. Louis, Missouri, and across much of South Carolina, Tennessee, Missouri, Nebraska, Wyoming, Idaho, and Oregon. The path the sun takes today is very close to the path it will take August 21st, the date of the next solar eclipse. And this information comes from Rod Nerdahl, the consulting astronomer who has provided the astronomical materials published in the Minnesota Weather Guide calendars for the last 28 years. Lots of things happening outdoors right now. Magnolia trees and shrubs are loaded with large white or pink flowers. The PJM rhododendrons, daffodils, hyacinths, and some early tulips, and both apricot and plum trees have showy flowers. In southern Minnesota, woodland wildflowers blooming include Dutchman's breeches, white trout lily, wild ginger, and, of course, many more. Gardeners are pulling rhubarb to make sauce and pies. I love rhubarb sauce. Pies.
We just got a text this morning, and all it says was for Jim, with a question mark, rhubarb sauce? So it must be a sign of spring.
Yeah, it is.
There you go.
It's a harbinger of spring, yeah. Southern and western Minnesota farmers are or would like to be, because in some cases the soil is too wet, but they like to be or are preparing soil and planting barley, oats, spring wheat, sugar beets, and corn. And like I said, in some areas we need to dry out. Throughout Minnesota and Wisconsin, American robins hunt for earthworms on lawns. They do not smell or hear the earthworms, but instead rely on vision to find these worms. They'll go across your lawn, and then all of a sudden they'll cock their head a little bit, move their head, looking down, looking for these earthworms.
So it's all by sight, then?
Yep. As ice covers left far northern Minnesota and Wisconsin lakes this past week, common loons arrived and filled the air with their enchanting calls and yodel-like songs. Here are just a few of the lake ice outs from this past week. Caribou Lake, that's inland from Lutzen, along the North Shore, but inland, I don't know, 5-6 miles in Cook County there, lost its ice cover yesterday, according to Scott and Brenda Benson. Naturalist Peter Harris from Wolf Ridge Environmental Learning Center near Finland, that's not far from the North Shore, reports that the ice out date for Wolf Lake was Tuesday, April 18th. Normal ice out date for Wolf Lake is April 28th, so 10 days early. A few other ice outs include Upper Red Lake, April 11th, Lower Red Lake, April 14th, Leech Lake, the 14th of April, and Lake Vermilion and Capitogama, April 15th. At the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum, located along State Highway 5, about 2 miles west of Chanhassen, magnolias, apricot trees, daffodils, hyacinths, Siberian squill, glory of the snow, these are all blooming nicely and very showy. Naturalist Matt Chute led a walk yesterday in the arboretum and found in the Grace B. Dayton Wildflower Garden like 20 species of wildflowers blooming, including the large flowered bellwort, spring beauty, wood anemone, twin leaf. Also, the fern fiddleheads are up. Matt also heard a house wren singing in the arboretum. Keith Radel from Faribault reports that a pair of black-capped chickadees have a nest in his yard. The female laid her first egg last Monday, and as of yesterday, there were 6 eggs in the nest, but they weren't being incubated yet, so probably another egg will be laid today. This is typical of birds laying 1 egg a day. Then when they're done laying, they get on and warm these eggs up. Incubation, cell division starts. And usually it takes between 14 and 28 days for eggs to hatch, depending upon the species.
14 to 28, huh?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Bert and Violet Ackerman in Shakopee are watching an eastern bluebird nest in their yard that contains 5 eggs. Art and Barb Straub from Le Sueur report seeing the first-year Canada goose pair swimming with 4 newly hatched goslings. That was last Monday, April 17th. They also note that tree swallows have been back for about a week and a half, and they spotted the first barn swallow migrants Friday, just this past Friday, the 21st.
Say, Jim, before we talk about By the Yard, because it was Earth Day yesterday, we'll talk about that. But I wanted to catch up on a couple of notes and email and some text messages before we get too far behind. And you'll be getting more emails in the mail, too. This one comes from, Don and Barb, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Monday, they saw a pair of whooping cranes circling high in the sky north. Got their binoculars out. They said, what a sight. It was. So thanks to Don and Barb around Chippewa Falls. And texts this morning before we talk about By the Yard. To Kingfisher at French Lake in Faribault yesterday. Denny, please let Jim know a pair of wood ducks hatched their ducklings in a pond by Lake Washington in Le Sueur County. This seems quite early to me. That came from Madonna in St.
And when was that? Yesterday?
You know what? It doesn't say. Let Jim know a pair of wood ducks hatched their ducklings on a pond. I would imagine it would be yesterday. Yes.
Okay.
The white-throated sparrows are migrating through the Annandale area, have been through the last 4 to 5 days. So now we're caught up.
All right. I got to finish this one. Barb Straub, because there's going to be a lot of people interested in this next one. Art and Barb Straub from Le Sueur and in that general area report that the first morel mushrooms were up last Tuesday, the 18th. The 25th of April was the earliest they had seen the Minnesota State mushroom up before. And now we got to talk about By the Yard, because this is when the people start getting out and enjoying that outdoor furniture, even though you and I use ours.
Oh, absolutely. And I was reading this yesterday. It's amazing. You know, we know that the Anderson family that runs By the Yard down near Jordan are really, truly a green company. They get this lumber. Well, it's really made out of recycled plastic milk jugs. And each year, well, you know some of this, Jim, with all those jugs you've had, milk jugs you've had in the fridge, what happens to them? There's a garbage patch in the Pacific Ocean twice the size of Texas. And plastic makes up the majority of this garbage. Well, beyond that, it takes about 450 years for Mother Earth to break down a single milk jug. Well, what these folks do at By the Yard, they make furniture out of it. As Jim and I are telling you, very substantial furniture with a 35-year warranty. You're never going to see it fade. Jim, you just leave yours out like I do, right?
We sure do.
Yeah.
And just wash it off in the springtime or any time, and it looks great.
Well, I tell you what, this is, again, still a CCO Land company, a family-run business that Jim and I totally support. I'm going to give you a phone number. It's toll-free. You can call after Jim's show, order that free Keller catalog. It's great furniture. 877-220-0448. Take care of the environment and yourself, too. 877-220-0448, or get on the web at buytheyard.net. Very good.
Get to that showroom if you can, and not get the catalog.
There you go.
Say, yesterday was the annual walk on Waconia, a benefit for the local food shelf. Sandy and I joined hundreds of other walkers and runners. We walked the 10 miles around Lake Waconia. Beautiful morning. We saw the first leaves emerging from the native basswood trees. Ironwoods and box elders and silver maples and willows all have small leaves. And so what that gives us is this green tinge across the urban and natural forests all throughout the Twin Cities area. Just beautiful. By the way, the in-town marina on the south side of the lake is open. Many boats were out on Lake Waconia yesterday. I counted 40 in one area. The crappies must have been biting. Water temperature in the low 50s. Russ and Sandy Ripberger live on the edge of Bass Creek in Brooklyn Park and have 40 wood duck nesting boxes on a half-acre lot. Report that the houses are filled, and many of the wood ducks are incubating. At their tree farm near Cambridge yesterday, Russ said rough grouse were drumming, wild turkeys gobbling. The first house wren arrived, and about 100 painted turtles were up on three different rafts he had put out in a pond for them to sun themselves. Also, Canada geese and eastern bluebirds are incubating eggs, and the wood ticks are out. Jim Hofter from Little Rock Lake, that's near Rice, reports that 8 American white pelicans just glided over the lake yesterday. Rufus had a towhee is back. Service berries have small leaves. And, do we have time for a few more?
We have about a minute and
okay.
a half.
Oh, Ray and Marlene Simon from Northfield report Virginia bluebells are blooming. So are the wild violets and the wild strawberries. Honeybees are busy on the creeping Charlie flowers. They have 20 species of birds coming to their feeding station, including 5 northern flickers and about 10 fox sparrows were seen the other day. Diana and Dave Herring from Waterville report frog concert is still going on there. Western chorus frogs are calling. They found deer ticks and wood ticks yesterday on people, and they said they're hearing from Optima Charters out of Duluth began their fishing charters April 21st, and Rob reports that water temperature Lake Superior, just out of Duluth, 40 degrees near the surface, and the coho salmon are biting. David and Mary Brislands from the Lutzen area report first eastern phoebes arrived on the 21st. Lots and lots of ruby crown kinglets and golden crown kinglets going through the forest yesterday. Quaking aspens have extended catkins. They look like mini windsocks in the air. Just a beautiful sight. Tom Bovers from Faribault reports that heard his first common tree frog yesterday, and he heard lark sparrow, henslow sparrow just on Friday. Yellow-headed blackbirds are back. House wren, sedge wren, winter wren, and marsh wren were all heard on Monday the 17th at Riverbend Nature Center.
All
and
right.
I suppose we're out of time. So
we are indeed. Well, come back again next week, Jim.
Oh, by the way, the first ruby-throated hummingbird was seen this past week on the 18th in Anoka.
Excellent. Good information.
Yeah,
all right,
that's
Jim.
That's from Journey North.
Talk to you next week.
Sure, thank you. Bye.
Jim Gilbert back next Sunday morning here on CCO Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.